Hello guys, welcome to yet again another exciting episode of Soul Food Podcast. Yes, I'm so happy you are able to tune in and listen to me speak. I am so happy. Yes, when I'm happy, I get short of words. Yeah, it's been a minute. And I'm glad that you're still there to listen to me. You know, I'm here because you were there. And I thank you so much for always being a faithful listener to Soul Food Podcast. And today, as always, we're here to tune into beautiful stories that will help motivate you to attaining your full potential and for you to be able to start your day beautifully or end it beautifully or continue in it beautifully. Yeah, as I just said, when I'm excited, I get short of words. Okay, so let's dive in right away to our story for today. Remember, our stories are either fictional or real life, and today we are going to be looking at a real life story about a family, and our story is entitled Hope in a Plane Crash. And the person who wrote the story is named Andrew McChesney. So today we are going to be listening to the story, which is entitled Hope in a Plane Crash. This is how our story goes. The world watched in horror when a mid-air plane collision killed 71 people in Germany in 2002, and 2 years later, a grieving father retaliated. Vladimir Cherville, who was mourning the death of his own daughter to cancer, found hope amidst the tragedy. He found Jesus. Vladimir remembers Nadezhda, whose name means hope in Russian, joyfully coming home with a new Bible that someone had given to her at school in their hometown in Moldova. The 15-year-old girl, remember we are talking right now about Nadezhda, the 15-year-old girl spent hours reading the book, often staying up late at night. Vladimir, an occasional churchgoer, didn't like his daughter's interest in the Bible. He accused her of wasting her time and said she would be more productive working in the family's vegetable garden. "We don't need the Bible," he told her. "We have church." Let's pause there. Vladimir saying he doesn't need the Bible, he has church, is like saying that he doesn't need food, he has life. Or let's say he doesn't need wisdom, he has knowledge. Like, Vladimir is rejecting the source of what he has to what he has. How can one belittle the source of his existence to the existence itself? It doesn't make sense, right? You cannot say, I don't need to take care of myself. It doesn't matter if I get sick. I have the hospital. Really? So exactly, Vladimir was like minimizing or rejecting the source of his existence or of what he has to what he has. It's like, I don't need God. I have money. Who gives you money? Well, let's continue. Let's see how the story evolves. So Nadezhda didn't argue and obediently went outdoors to tend to the garden. 2 years later, doctors diagnosed Nadezhda with bone cancer. She spent months in the hospital and her leg was amputated from the hip. She died in 2001 at the age of 18. Vladimir was devastated. He pleaded with God for answers. "I don't think that I have such a, I was such a bad father," he prayed. Amid his sorrow, he heard the news in July 2002 that a DHL cargo plane had collided with a Russian airliner flying 45 Russian school children to a vacation in Spain, killing everyone on both aircraft. Then in 2004, a Russian father who had lost his wife and two children in the crash tracked down and killed the air traffic controller responsible for monitoring the German airspace, the German airspace where the collision occurred. Watching television news, Vladimir saw a journalist ask the father of a girl who had died in the crash whether he also wanted revenge. "No," the man said, "I have hoped that I will meet my daughter again." The words touched Vladimir's heart. He longed for the same hope. Shortly afterward, he came home to find his wife waiting with Nadezhda's Bible. Opening it, she read, "But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus." This text is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 and 14. I read again. The Bible is so, the Bible verse is so uplifting. Let me read it again. "But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep." Here we are talking about those who we think they are dead. The Bible says they have fallen asleep. They are sleeping. You know, someone who is asleep, you have a hope that that person is going to wake up one day or sometime soon. Okay, when you're asleep, there's this hope that no, in no time this person is going to wake up. So it's like the life of this person hasn't ended. There's hope for the person to come back and continue living. So this is what the Bible calls death and sleep, because and God knows that death is not the end of our life. Then death is not the end of our existence. There is life after death. That is why there is no need calling it death. It's sleep. It's a phase in human ways where we had to go through it in order for us to go to the life ahead. Okay, so the Bible verse continues by saying, "For we believe that Jesus died and rose again. Even so, God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus." 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 and 14. "Here is our hope," his wife said. "If we believe in God, we will meet our daughter again." Today, Vladimir is a church deacon, and he joyfully talks about his hope in Jesus' return. "Thanks to my daughter, we found God, and he said, we have hope that we will meet our daughter again." What gave Vladimir hope to continue living his life is that he came to the realization that his life doesn't end here. He has another life after this. You know, most of the times we stay in certain situations, or we let certain situations weigh us down or destroy the life we live right now, because we have nothing to hold on to. We know nothing about what we have, what we are, or what we will become. And this makes us feel like everything about us starts and ends here. Let's put aside the second coming of Christ and the hope of life after death. When you live a life, a hopeless life, You're as good as a dead person. Let's say you are right now, you are doing something and you're not sure. You don't even believe that that thing is going to work. Trust me, when hard times start knocking at your door, you're definitely going to put down everything, get your stuff and run away. Because you don't have a reason to fight. Give yourself a reason to fight each day. If it has to do with God matter, know that whatever situation you're facing right now, whatever hardship you're going through right now, is just a phase. It's going to end. There's this saying that goes, there's always light at the end of the tunnel. If you don't hope that there's going to be light at the end of the tunnel, then the darkness in the tunnel is going to crush you. It's going to destroy you beyond repairs. But if you're hopeful that, oh, what I'm going through is just a phase, in no time there is going to be light, and you're going to be so strong that you're going to fight, you're going to persevere, you're going to be persistent, you're going to have courage, you're going to have hope, because you know that very soon that situation will be history. You need hope in whatever thing you do, being academics, being business, being your marriage, being your spiritual life, your physical life. Are you hoping to lose weight? If you don't hope, if you don't believe that you're going to attain your weight goal, man, you're never going to attain it. Do you have hope of one day leaving poverty? If you don't believe you're going to make it, there is no need trying. Like, you will not be even able to try. You will not be able to put in the work. You will not be able to put in the effort. Have hope. Have hope in everything you do. Believe that whatever situation you find yourself will soon pass. It's just a phase. Believe that it is just a phase. It is going to pass. And at the end, you will just remember those hard times as like, you praise God and tell God, thank you. Thank you for those hard times, because they have helped me to appreciate the good times. And you have to understand, you going through hard times right now doesn't mean you're the worst person. Remember what Vladimir asked God, what have I done wrong? I don't think I've been a bad father. It doesn't matter what you are. It doesn't matter what you have been. It doesn't matter what your personality or the type of person you are. Most times, bad things happen to good people. And God allows it to happen to strengthen us, to build us, so that we could better appreciate when the good times start coming. Never you feel terrible or less of a person if you're going through a difficult situation. It is for a reason. It is for a reason. Have hope. Thank you so much for listening to me. I wish you tune in to the next episode that comes in next time, hopefully next week, hopefully next week or not for like few days to come. I really pray that we take these words to heart and have hope in whatever thing we do. Remember, whatever situation you're facing right now or you're going through right now is just a phase. God bless you all. See you until next time. Love you all. Bye.